Welcome to the deep dive. You know that feeling, right? Scrolling LinkedIn and your eyes just kind of glaze over.
Oh, definitely. Happens all the time.
So many posts seem to rehash the same old advice. The hooks don't really grab you. The structure's maybe a bit messy.
Yeah, or just dense. Hard to read.
And the actual insight. You're left thinking, okay, I heard that before. Or maybe, is there even an insight here? It can be frustrating.
It really can. And in that constant stream of content, actually getting someone to stop and, you know, engage.
Yeah.
That's the tough part. We've all clicked view more, hoping for gold, and just found, well, not much.
Exactly. And that's what we're diving into today. We're not just talking about like getting a few more likes. We're digging into a very specific method, step by step, for creating LinkedIn content that could potentially blow up. We're talking aiming for over 100,000 views.
And the basis for this isn't guesswork. It's from someone who's actually done it, generated, was it over 30 million views in just 1 year?
That's the one. So forget the vague tips. Our mission today is to unpack the actionable stuff. How do you reverse engineer those common problems and create posts that actually cut through all that noise?
I like that approach. And what's really useful is how our source starts right up front with the hard truths, why most posts don't work.
Okay, let's get right into those. So according to the source, there are basically five big reasons your LinkedIn posts might be, well, falling flat.
Lay them on us.
All right. One. The core insight is just boring. 2, the main idea isn't original. 3, the hook is pretty standard, doesn't really pop. 4, the structure or format makes it unclear, hard to follow.
Okay.
And 5, ultimately, the content itself isn't interesting enough. It becomes a commodity just like everything else. Does that ring a bell when you're scrolling?
It absolutely does. And you can see how they link together, can't you? Like a boring insight probably leads to an unoriginal idea and, well, uninteresting content. It starts at the foundation.
Totally. But knowing these pitfalls gives us a clear path forward, right?
Exactly. It's the roadmap for improvement.
And step one on that map, the absolute foundation, according to our expert,
yes.
Nailing your core insight. This has to be unique, fresh, interesting, if this part is weak.
The whole thing kind of crumbles, yeah. And crucially, just repeating what everyone else is saying, that's not going to build your distinct voice or brand.
Right. Originality is key.
But how do you find those unique insights? It's not always easy. Does the source give practical tips?
It does, yeah. 3 specific ways. First, really dig into what your audience, your clients, prospects, whoever, what they're actually asking. Their problems, their dreams, their goals. What keeps them up at night?
That makes sense. Tapping into their world. What are they really struggling with?
Exactly. What are the recurring themes, the big frustrations? The second method is interesting. Building in public. Basically, document your own journey. Take notes on your daily work, experiments, things you learn, events you attend.
Ah, sharing the process. I like that. It feels authentic.
Doesn't it? It's inherently unique because it's your experience. You're showing, not just telling.
Yeah, you can't really copy someone else's real-time learning. And the third method.
Mining your own backstory. Your personal experiences, the lessons learned, the unique turns in your career or life. Those can hold some really powerful, unique insights.
True. Turning personal stories into sort of universal professional lessons.
Finding that transferable principle, yeah. Okay, so let's say you've done that work. You've got a potentially great core insight. What's next?
You can't just throw the raw insight out there, usually.
Right. Step 2 is honing in on the main idea. Taking that insight and giving it a sharp focus. And the big rule here is one post, one idea. Don't try to cram too much in.
Oh, that's so important. Information overload is real. If you try to cover 5 things, people remember. Probably none of them.
Exactly. Keep it focused. The source uses an analogy of a journalist. They get information, maybe from a source, but then they craft a specific angle for their story.
Okay. So you take the insight, find the most compelling angle, maybe frame an audience problem in a new way, turn it into a narrative.
Yeah, something like that. Ask yourself, what's the most surprising part of this? Who does this really help? What's the one thing I want them to take away?
That narrowing down process. Got it.
So insight found, idea focused. Now, how do you actually present it so people stop scrolling? Step 3, structure and format.
This is where we get practical about how people read online.
Yeah.
Or rather, how they don't read.
Exactly. The source is blunt. People skim. They don't read word for word, at least not initially. Why is admitting that so crucial?
Because it changes everything about how you lay out the post.
Mm.
If they're skimming, your structure needs to be like signposts, guiding their eyes, making it easy.
They're looking for the overall flow, key sentences that jump out, bullet points, maybe bold text. things that help them grasp the gist really fast.
Right. And if it looks easy to digest, they're more likely to pause, maybe like it, maybe even read more closely.
Which means more dwell time, better impressions, all that good stuff. Conversely.
A huge block of text. Forget it. They might click view more out of initial curiosity. Mm. But if they hit a wall of words,
they're gone. Bounce. So, good structure is key. What works well. The source mentions things like carousels, infographics.
Visuals, yeah. Very skimmable.
And specific writing frameworks like problem, agitate, solution, PAS. Storytelling frameworks. Yeah. Before, after, bridge. Could you quickly unpack one? Maybe PAS for people who aren't familiar?
Sure. PAS is pretty straightforward but powerful.
Yeah.
You start by clearly stating a problem your audience has. Then you agitate it. You emphasize the pain, the frustration, the negative consequences of that problem.
Yeah.
Really make them feel it.
Okay.
And then you offer the solution. Your insight, your advice, your product, whatever, helps them solve that agitated problem. It connects directly with their pain points.
That makes a lot of sense. Hook them with the problem they know they have. Okay. Great foundation, insight, idea, structure. But how do you get their attention in that split second in the feed?
The all-important hook.
Step 4, the hook. And the source says this is absolutely make or break, those first two lines you see before, few more. Why so critical?
It's your doorway. If the doorway isn't inviting or even noticeable, nobody's coming in. You have microseconds to convince someone your post is worth a click. A weak hook means all that great insight and structure wasted.
He says a good hook does 3 things. 1, triggers interest or curiosity. 2, clearly states what the post is about. And 3, makes the reader feel it's relevant to them.
That's a tall order for just 2 lines. How do you do all that?
Well, specificity helps, addressing pain points, being surprising. He gives 5 real examples he used. Want to run through them quickly?
Yeah, let's hear them.
Okay, first one used a before after. In 2022, I started posting short form content. In 2023, I added long form, and this happened.
Ooh, instant curiosity. What happened? You have to click. Transformation stories are compelling.
Exactly. Second one, more direct. Great marketing is rooted in silent groundwork, followed by a list.
Clear topic, clear value proposition for marketers, sets expectations. Straightforward.
Third is kind of unconventional. Mm. This list, I don't live in San Francisco. I have not raised phones. I didn't get a big idea.
Huh. That's intriguing because it's defined by negatives. It breaks the pattern. Makes you wonder, okay, so what is this about then? Very unique to the author.
Definitely stands out. Fourth uses a number and clear topic. 21 B2B marketing tactics for 2024. Probably implies an infographic or something visual too.
Numbers promise structure, value, ease of consumption. 21 tactics sounds useful and scannable. Very effective.
And the fifth starts with a problem. Most founders lack clarity on marketing problems, and it had an image showing layers of marketing issues.
Right into the pain point for a specific audience founders.
Oh.
Using a visual to support it adds another layer. Hits hard if that's your problem.
So based on these, the advice for crafting hooks is use numbers, speak directly to your audience, state and agitate a problem, PAS again, or share something surprising.
Seems like solid, actionable advice for those crucial opening lines.
Right. Okay, so you hooked them. They clicked view more. Now what? Step 5, the content, the actual body of the post.
So you got to deliver.
Exactly. Stick to the structure you chose. Fulfill the promise of the hook. Don't bait and switch.
That's crucial for trust. If the hook promises X and the content is Y or just weak, people feel cheated.
And keep the language simple. Easy to read sentences. Avoid jargon where possible. Remember, people are still skimming, even here.
Good formatting is still key inside the post too, right? Short paragraphs.
Yes. Bullet points, bolding for emphasis, white space. Make it easy on the eyes. Break up the text.
Makes a huge difference to readability.
And he notes, you can end the body with a call to action. Ask a question, ask for opinions, something specific related to the insight.
Why is that CTA useful at the end?
It sparks conversation, right? Encourages comments, turns it from a broadcast into more of a discussion, builds community.
Yeah, invites engagement. Good point.
Okay, that's the 5 main steps, but there's a bonus step, the image.
Ah, yes, the visual element. So important on noisy feeds.
Totally. A good visual can grab attention even before the hook is read. It can hold attention longer, too. What kind of impact does it have?
A massive one. It can stop the scroll, make the post more memorable, even convey complex information, quickly think charts or infographics. A good image boosts everything.
He suggests things like infographics, obviously, graphs, charts, but also personal photos can work. Add authenticity.
Depending on the post and your brand, yeah.
And a smart little tip. add a title to the image itself. It acts like another hook.
That's clever. Reinforces the main point, or adds another reason to engage, like a mini headline within the post.
So, quick recap. Core insight, main idea, structure, format, hook, content. Those are the five steps, plus the bonus image. That's the framework the source uses to get those huge view counts.
It's a very deliberate process, isn't it? Thinking through each stage, not just firing off posts. It's about strategic content creation.
Exactly. And you mentioned that resource again with more on structures. Obviously, can't link it here, but worth looking for if you're serious about this.
It shows there are learnable techniques behind successful content. It's not just magic.
So the big takeaway here seems to be, if you want serious visibility on LinkedIn, aiming for those really high-performing posts, it's not about luck. It requires a structured, thoughtful, insight-first approach.
Intentionality. Moving beyond just sharing random updates to actually crafting valuable, resonant pieces.
Couldn't have said it better. So here's a final thought to chew on. What would happen if you applied these principles, this whole framework, to just one LinkedIn post you're thinking about? Mm-hmm. Just one. Pick a single insight you have, maybe something small you learned this week, and try building it out using these steps. How might that change its impact? Give it some thought. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.